Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger, acting as Bob Dylan. Hey, I forgot to say yesterday, stupid of me, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving in Canada. Yes, it was Thanksgiving Day yesterday in Canada. Anyways, on with today's show. It is the 10th of October, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. It's going to be far less today, guys and gals. The news is about as thin as the paper I'm reading it from right now. Apple users, are you frustrated that the iOS App Store has gone from iTunes? Yeah, I am too. There's some hope for us today, because Apple's decided to say, okay, let's just release iTunes 12.6.3. Yeah, the older version of iTunes for PC and Mac. Now, don't worry, it actually will support iPhone 8, 8 Plus, and the new iPhone 10 when it's released. So what's the catch, you're asking? Well, 12.6.3 can be downloaded by anybody, but once it's installed, you'll no longer be prompted to update to future versions. Now, if you have installed iTunes 12.7, don't fear. You actually still can install 12.6.3, but Apple isn't providing technical support for this version. So it's up to you, technical support or actually having an iTunes that's actually beneficial for us all. I'll take the latter. Now, let me see here. We've got about, about 572 music streaming services. I don't know if that's really how much we have, but there's a lot. Now, make that 573 now. Oh, yes. Once again, we've got another music streaming service. This one's called Mixcloud. Now, yes, this site you might have heard of before and is very similar to SoundCloud. They just focus on more long-form content. Well, in any case, they've signed a deal now with Warner Music. And you know what that means? They're going to be offering music subscriptions soon. Now, Mixcloud right now has about 17 million listeners. They kind of tune into about 12 million radio shows, DJ sets, podcasts. Yeah, you get the idea. The thing, though, that may make Mixcloud a little bit different from those other streaming services is they're saying they don't want to do the typical $10 per month payment structure. Although they did not elaborate how much they did want to charge. What we are hearing about Mixcloud, though, is they want it to be a more customized experience. When I hear that word, it might be more than 10 bucks a month. They're saying the deal will help enable innovative subscription offerings that will allow fans to subscribe to individual creator channels for a more interactive listening experience. As you probably guessed, now this isn't out now and they didn't say when it's gonna be. I would guess, though, before the end of the year. And finally, yes, it's a short one today, guys and gals. You think you could do with a little bit of improvement? Heck, we all could do a little bit of improvement in our relationships, am I right? Well, maybe what we need to do is get some sleep. At least that's what scientists are telling us now. A new study is showing that tired couples have nastier fights. Imagine that. This is according to a study that was done at Ohio State University with 43 married people. You gotta think, how would you like to be part of this experiment? What they did is they took sleep from about 3.5 hours to about 9 hours a night. Then those researchers filmed the couples having an argument. And lo and behold, the couples who slept less than 7 hours, yeah, those arguments were a little more hostile. Couples with more sleep were more constructive. So what did we get from the study? Well, if you're tired or well-rested, regardless, you're gonna argue. Regardless, I'm sure at the end of the day, both of these couples probably said, not tonight, honey. I'm tired. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for the podcast, the blog, review sections over there too. You can even send us a donation if you love what we're doing here at the British Tech Network over there at britishtechnetwork.com, or just go to paypal.me/British Tech. You can like our Facebook page at British Tech Network and also British Tech Network as well on Instagram. We're also at British Tech on Twitter. I'm also on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our BTN community that you hear me talk about all the time, you can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Thursday. No, we won't have a Wednesday edition this week, but we will have a Thursday edition. I know, I'm sorry, screwing with you a little bit. So we'll be back on Thursday. We'll be getting caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next, how many is that? 48 hours. Yeah, I don't think I got enough sleep last night. Hopefully I won't get into an argument later with my wife. Anyways, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.